Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Michael Cadenassi. He's the chairman of the Washoe County Republican Party. For the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Michael Cadenassi. I get it right this time?
You got it right this time.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. He's the chairman of the Washoe County Republican Party. Before we get started on my questions, would you just explain to folks your career, where it's been, where it is now? Because it's really a fascinating business career, and it's going to really play into what I want to ask you about.
Well, my first career was an Air Force officer. I served in Vietnam, flying 85 combat missions in special warfare. After I left the service, I went back to law school, graduated, and then practiced law in Los Angeles for 20 years. I then left the practice of law to go with a client, and as a senior executive position, and I opened up operations including building factories in Moscow, Beijing, and Pune in near Mumbai in India.
Okay, and then your most recent business venture?
I retired about 20 years ago.
Okay, so you have extensive international experience. Well, let's start there. China and Mumbai. People may understand a tiny bit about China. They know nothing about India and Mumbai. Tell us about those societies and how we interact with them in this global economy.
Well, one of the things that I learned very early on in opening up businesses in these countries was to not look at people in different cultures as Americans who happen to speak a different language. They're not. They come from a different background. Not only is their history different, but their whole way of looking at things is different. So you could not do the same thing in Moscow that you could do in Beijing or in Pune. Each one of them had different cultures, and you had to adapt to those cultures. And I find that's true even in the United States, is everybody assumes that everybody's monolithic, and that's just not true. That doesn't mean they don't share common values, but what it does mean is each person's history is different, and you have to address them and deal with them, taking into consideration their frame of reference, their context.
One of the areas that immediately jumps to mind when in reference to that is the Hispanic community. We tend to talk about, in quotes, the Hispanic community, but it is a multi-diverse community.
That's correct. One of the things I did when I was in the Air Force, I was stationed in special warfare in Panama. And having done that, I was able to travel to many of the South American countries. We were training local air forces. And each country was completely different from the other. About the only thing they shared was the Spanish language, but culturally very, very different.
And may I ask what you were doing, you know, with the Air Force, or is that top secret
still? Well, I was in special warfare.
Okay. So what was the time period?
This was in the early 60s. I went to Nam. I was in Nam in 62.
Okay. So, well, one of these days it's going to be a lunch between you and I, and maybe then you'll let us talk about it. So let's talk about what's going on now. And, you know, as we're taping this, this is the morning of Monday, March 23rd, so people will have context when they hear our discussion. As we're talking, the Congress is looking at least $1 trillion plus rescue plan for the country. Over the years, whenever one would discuss with conservatives, fiscal conservatives, they would always have great concerns about the national debt. Now we're talking about $1 trillion plus rescue bailout of the economy because of the circumstance we find ourselves in. And suddenly, economists on all sides of the spectrum are saying, this is not an issue. How did it become not an issue?
I think the way to frame the question is slightly different. The first thing is, there is a problem, nobody disputes that, is what kind of response to that program, to that problem. And here's where you get context comes in is very important. The first thing is, if you talk to a doctor, whatever that doctor is, whether he's in the CDC or somewhere else, his frame of reference is, how do I save the patient? If I talk to the politician's frame of reference is, how do I do something but don't get criticized for it? It's pretty much everything President Trump does, he's going to be criticized. If he does too much, he's overreaching. If he does not enough, he doesn't care. That's the political ramifications. And then you're talking about economics. And the economics of this is, golly, we have this major problem. We have to do this horrible thing to the economy, but that has a cost. Now, the doctor's not supposed to look at that cost. That's the politician's job or the leadership. Now I come back to my conservative roots. The first thing I said, yes, we do need solutions. What's the best way? The first thing as a conservative, I say, push it down to the lowest level of government if there's going to be a government solution. The first thing is, where do we have, each individual has a responsibility. I have a responsibility to keep my hands clean, to do the things that are suggested by doctors to minimize the infection. So that's my personal responsibility. Then I look at cities, state government, and again, look for the lowest level of government to do something. Only after all of that is done, then you look at, is there a role for the federal government? And pretty much President Trump has followed that. What he's done, he's left it to governors to decide what's best for their state. And the voters of those states are going to say whether their governors did a good job or not. But again, before we criticize the politician or the doctor, they come from different frames of reference, and that you have to understand.
And it's fascinating to watch both the public and private sectors in the medical world rushing to find a solution in terms of a vaccine. And it's good that the government is relaxing certain areas to be able to say, yes, this is not going to take 5 years or 10 years to get something passed. If we can get something going now. But the potential for a vaccine to be on the market within a year to 18 months is amazing. And that's really being pushed from the private sector.
And it also raises another issue. And that is, why do we have all these regulations in the first place? when we have an emergency, all of a sudden all these things aren't quite as necessary as they were sold to be. I think one of the things the coronavirus has really brought to the fore is the penchant for people in power to acquire more. Almost every solution proposed, and I include some of the people on the conservative side, seems to include exercise of government power. Do this, do that, or it's criminal. Some of this stuff is quite scary. This kind of a thing brings out the worst in people because the solutions sometimes are worse than the what they're fixing.
And from the panic buying, we can certainly see where that comes into play. And, you know, I think that a lot of people are seeking control in their lives, and they are prepared to cede that control to the government in the thought that government has the answers, when in fact government is looking for the answers as much as anybody else is.
Well, and the government is made up of people. They're no different than the folks who are not in government. And sometimes just letting the folks themselves, with some suggestions, might be able to solve this, let's say, without destroying the economy. People think that, well, we have to do this to save lives, and if you don't do this, you're indifferent to those lives that may be lost. Well, if you kill the economy, there's a human cost to that. I read somewhere, and I can't remember where, that in the last recession, because people were out of work for a long time, there was this huge increase in suicides. Well, that's a human cost and a health cost. So we have to be careful that our cures aren't worse than the disease.
All right, so let's go back to my original topic here, which was the debt and the increase in the debt to be able to fund what's going on. And what was fascinating, there's a terrific program on National Public Radio called Marketplace that seems to me to be a pretty unbiased view of the economy. They're not going to tell you whether the stock market's going to go up or down, but their reporting is really quite good. And they did interviews with people like Paul Krugman, the economist, who writes for the New York Times, who said $1 trillion in a circumstance like this as a percentage of GDP is not going to be a problem in helping to revive the economy. A person who is stridently against government borrowing money and the debt that we have said, at this point in time, I agree that as a percentage of GDP, we've had far worse situations and that this is the right thing to do to pump that kind of money into the economy. Do you agree?
I don't know. I know Paul Krugman and I know some of the other folks on, let's say, the other side of the economic. I tend to be a Hayek, I'm not saying a dyed-in-the-wool one, but I tend to follow that kind of reasoning.
And for those that don't know, explain what that means briefly.
Frederick Hayek,
right.
Kind of the father of classical economics. Krugman is probably more a follower of Keynes,
right.
Keynesian economic. Which one is right? Obviously, I kind of tend towards the Hayek group. From my standpoint, I don't like going into debt myself personally. I understand there's times for it. Whether this is one of them, I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced that the problems coming from coronavirus are more government-induced than to be corrected. In other words, they create the problem and then they want to fix it. They shut down the economy and now they want to pump money in because they've shut down the economy. I think sometimes we've been too quick to do some of this shutdown.
But also, as you mentioned, you know, we have several different levels here. We have medical, we have political. When you look at the political side of things, to do nothing would mean that there would be, without a doubt, a change of government by the end of this year. And it wouldn't matter if you were a Democrat or Republican. If nothing was done by the Congress and seen to be done by the Congress, It was interesting to see one of the Fed chairmen, Jerome Powell, but I think it was the head of the Minnesota Fed, was on 60 Minutes last night and was talking about the experience he had had in 2008 as part of the committees that rescued the economy then, and saying that at the time in 2008, they were too slow to react and they should have overreacted. They were concerned then to do that. Now they understand that overreaction is actually a good thing. So we'll see. Let's take a break. We'll come back more with Michael Cadenassi after this.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Michael Cadenassi. He's chairman of the Washoe County Republican Party. So let's turn our attention to politics, because no matter what happens with this coronavirus, we have an election coming up in November. There is no way that that election is going to be put off. How do you deal with straddling the line between the coronavirus and the election?
Well, obviously, this is going to affect campaigning. The Washoe County Republican Party is most concerned with local elections. That doesn't mean we don't support our president, but they have a national campaign, the National Republican Committee. These folks are campaigning hard for our president. Our county party, on the other hand, is looking at local races. Now, most of those local races will be won or lost on the ground. And what that means is that our candidates and our walk program is stressing going door to door. Right now, we can't do that for obvious reasons. So we're relying on phone banks, which are not near as effective as door to door. Nevadans want to meet their politicians. This is probably one of the few states that at least the folks who are active get to meet their people, in not only in the state legislature, but they get to meet the Congress people from their districts. This is common, it's expected. So that's going to change how we're going to have to approach this. They don't like to get their political opinions, etc., thrown at them just on media. They do want to go and talk to folks. So we're going to have to find a way around that.
Do you think that the day of direct mail is ending?
I don't know about you, but I get probably four or five appeals for money or for politicking every day. Most of them don't make it past the garage door. They usually go in the bin. And I suspect that's true for most people. And now we're getting inundated on Facebook. We get inundated on direct or emails, and now even texts. I think there's a law of diminishing returns starting to apply here. People are getting tired of that.
So do you think that television is going to end up being the dominant medium still going forward?
How do I answer that sitting here on a TV program?
Oh, you can say, listen, you can say this is the end of television. Yeah. Hopefully my sponsors won't catch that part. Yeah. No.
No, but I think it's becoming less important. People, unfortunately, are tending to get their news in more from social media than anything else. Because, and again, that's bad because usually it's short bits and without context and without explanation.
You know, it's interesting though, no medium really ever goes away. We have seen over the years, AM radio is going to be killed by FM radio, movies were going to be killed by television, and yet every medium survives. And so I would certainly say to you at this point in time that the end of television is a distance, but it's going to change and it's going to be different, you know, as we go forward. Let's take another break. We'll come right back after this timeout.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Michael Cardenasi. He's the Washoe County Republican Party chair. Discussion a lot these days that Washoe County is turning blue versus being purple, which it has been for so long. Do you agree with that statement?
Absolutely not. The only thing I have to look at is the last election cycle. Countywide, in the last election cycle, we had a slight advantage. I looked at the current numbers. We're slightly underwater, but it's only a couple of hundred votes. I think what people aren't looking at is the makeup of the electorate now reflects a sizable chunk of folks who are neither of the major parties. We're looking at right around 105 for both Republicans and Dems, and we're looking at 80,000 non-aligned. That means 80,000 folks are not participating in primaries, and they're kind of disengaging because they're tired of the noise on both sides of the aisle. Those are the folks that our party, the Republican Party, is reaching out to deliberately, and as a campaign thrust to talk to those folks and show them where their values and our values coincide. Get away from the individuals who are running so that when we go walking, we don't talk about candidates. We talk about values and programs and really ask the fundamental question is which one coincides mostly with your values. And we think most of them are going to agree, especially in Nevada, that it's a Republican Party.
Okay, so what, you know, give me the top three values. We've got about a minute left.
The first one is less government is better government. Now, I didn't say no government. You will find the straw man is always raised, the Republicans are against government. No, we're for good government and small government. And we're for government at the lowest level, in other words, closest to the folks, to make decisions for the folks. Washington can't decide how you're going to live your life in Elko. That just doesn't work.
And that's where we got to leave it. Thank you for coming in today. I really appreciate it. We are a lot further apart on the table than we are, but not politically, just distance-wise. Thank you so much for being here always.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Kenny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.